developments pose to the audiovisual world, and of the opportunities that those new digital techniques offer as potential solutions to future archiving, preservation, and of course, dissemination of a joint audiovisual heritage. On this background, it seems fitting to gather such an outstanding body of archival and preservation know-how under the canopy of the Klingenberg Cinema, conceived and constructed for the analog cinema of the past, but soon ready and equipped for the digital future. Allow me to add my best wishes that as part of the Congress, the Norwegian Film Institute will run a 70mm film festival with daily screenings, and we look forward to sharing some unforgettable moments and days with you here in Oslo. And with this, I wish you every success with the symposium, which I hope will be fruitful and productive, and I'm pleased to declare the proceedings of the 2010 Joint Technical Symposium for open. I will now hand the word over to Mr. Kurt Degler. Mr. Degler, please.
Thank you, Nina. Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, yesterday I took the opportunity to speak about the history of JTS and the CCAA, and for those who were there, I missed to cite the source from where I had my information, and I would do this now because it was, of course, George Boston, one of the pioneers of the JTS, who kindly has sent to me all these informations. Thanks to George, he's not here, I think, but he has a lot of merits for the JTS. CCAA, of course, you all know what that is, but probably somebody doesn't, so I repeat, it is an umbrella organization of seven NGOs, non-governmental organizations, concerned by the conservation, preservation of audiovisual archives. Let me make a statement. Sharing information, coordinating efforts, and looking for new alliances are the main challenges in the epoch of digital archiving. There is a threat to audiovisual archives that is probably greater than the breakdown of carriers or the obsolescence and loss of data, and that is the fact that we still do not really seem to be able to speak with one voice when it comes to communicating the message about the immense value of the audiovisual heritage and the complexity of audiovisual archiving to the large community of heritage institutions. These include the management of archives, libraries, museums, and similar institutions. Recently, the head of a national archive told me that he could not understand why the preservation of sound and moving images should be more complicated than for any other record. Of course, he had ever experienced the reality of audiovisual archiving, but in his archives were thousands of carriers of audiovisual documents. I hope that the outcome of this JTS will be widely distributed and in this way help to improve the situation. The lack of knowledge about how to preserve moving images and sounds in both digital and analog formats over a long time, coupled with the lack of archiving infrastructures for sound and images stored on analog and digital carriers and also in the form of files, it's the most important challenge we are facing. Let's get together and make an effort to save what has not already been destroyed. I would like to thank the National Library of Norway and the Norwegian Film Institute, the members of the program committee and the executive board of FIAF for having contributed to the success of the organization of this JTS. Thank you.
And now I have the honor to introduce to you the president of FIAF, Mr. Hisashi Ukajima. Please, Hisashi.
Thank you, Liz. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure for FIAF to co-organize the Joint Technical Symposium 2010 dedicated to the digital challenges and digital opportunities in audiovisual archiving, together with our friend CCAAA and the colleagues from each International Audiovisual Archive Associations at the occasions of the 66th FIAF Congress in Oslo. I'm convinced that this two and a half day lecture event will give us precious opportunities to learn more about the state-of-the-art technology and useful knowledge for film preservations in the new digital era. I am particularly happy that the 2010 JTS will be chaired by more than 30 brilliant archivists, technologists, and scientists from all over the world, of course from Nordic and European countries, from USA, but also from the Philippines and Japan. I warmly thank for the hospitality and for the great efforts made by the local organizers, the National Library of Norway, and especially, let me mention, Mr. Asbjørn Inge Stromfors, as well as the Norwegian Film Institute, and in particular, Ms. Liz Gustafsson. My gratitude also and must go to Thomas Christensen, who took care of the organizations and content of the symposium as head of the FIAF Technical Commission. Thank you. And let's study and discuss together the audiovisual archiving in the new century and enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hisashi. I'm Thomas Christensen, and had the pleasure of coordinating the content of the symposium here. I'm glad to see that so many met the challenge of getting up early in the morning to attend the symposium. We are, of course, borrowing the cinema. It is not a place where neither the National Library nor the Norwegian Film Institute, who are our generous hosts at this Congress and event, usually hold seminars or symposia. Therefore, please bear over with any technical glitches that might be there. The staff worked very hard and got the 4K projector up and running 2 o'clock last night. So